Mitch McConnell is running around the state now, digging up votes again. You know, he and I were friends when he was here before.
I like him.
Well, he used to be our county judge, and I got him to buy my lunch a couple of times. That's about it, you know.
Way to go.
Well,
your powers of persuasion are amazing to get a politician to buy you something.
Yeah, he did. He was a pretty nice guy. He got married, you know, since he went to Washington. He was single at one time when he was here.
How are you doing this morning?
Oh, man. Having open house here today. Played too darn many people around here. Good grief, man. It's a madhouse.
Okay.
I'm sorry I can't talk today, but there's too many people around here.
Do you feeling all right?
Yeah, I feel all right. I'm a little tired from talking to these people already, and I got to spend the rest of the day doing that. And you know everybody's going to come in here wanting to say hello and all that.
Well, they love you, man.
Yeah, well, I'll spend the rest of the day greeting them, and they'll say they're listening to Wacky Radio, and I'll say, well, they appreciate that very much.
Bill Bailey.
Oh, man, there's too much activity around here to even talk about it, but, you know, I'm running a gambling casino out of this place, you know.
Had no idea. Next
and
time I'll bring more money.
I have to keep my eye on business around here so nobody steals everything I make, you know. But last night, I had a heck of a time, man. We had open house yesterday. This place was packed, but I had my daughter, Shelly, came in with her new husband, Steve Schultz. So now it's Shelly Schultz. I kind of like the ring of that.
Nice.
And Jennifer was here with Ariana, my granddaughter, and we had a great time.
Bill Bailey.
So you got to meet a lot of people yesterday.
Oh, yeah, man. This place really, I'm not exaggerating when I say this place was packed, and they had some great food and everybody got their fill of food and had a good time just talking with people. Some of the inmates here are from families who would like to come in and see them, you know, and find out what kind of place they're staying in.
Sure.
Well, they got to see them. I think all of them came in last night.
So how late did they keep you up?
Oh, not too late. I think about 9 o'clock. I got my belly full, man, and then just decided to forget about the rest of it.
Good call.
Bill Bailey.
You know, I was getting myself bandaged up yesterday when you called, and I couldn't talk to anybody.
What happened?
Well, you know, I tried to escape, and they shot me, man. I had a little operation. I had to be bound up again.
Okay.
Nothing important, though.
Well, as long as you're going to be okay.
Oh, yeah, I'll be fine. I've been calling a few people from here, talking to them on the telephone, and telling them what's going on around here and ask them to listen to Wacky.
Bill Bailey.
Is everything going well there?
Yeah, everything's going great here.
Good, good, man.
My mother was at a meeting, a ladies' meeting, last week.
Uh-huh.
And a couple of the ladies there were talking about Wacky.
Yeah, well,
so
bless their hearts.
She got to brag on me a little bit, so that's good.
Bless her heart.
Usually she's not bragging on me, Bill.
Yeah, well, you know how mothers are.
Bill Bailey.
So what's on your mind in the news these days?
Oh, man. I watched that speech today about from Mitt Romney. Man, that guy's fabulous.
You liking him?
Oh, yeah, it was a terrific speech about faith in America. Talking about the people who are... a few people, I'm sure it's just a few people that might be opposed to his being president because he's a Mormon. He talked about just faith in America. He didn't even talk about that particular phase, you know, somebody being opposed to him because he's Mormon. He said, that doesn't dictate to me how I'm going to be a president. He was really good at it. It was a great speech. And I think it's going to affect how people vote, too. I like him.
Yeah, you were saying that the other day. You like him, Mitt.
I do like him. I think he'd be a heck of a president. But who introduced him? The first Bush president. H.W. Bush?
Yes, I think so.
Well, anyway, he's the one who introduced him.
Bill Bailey!
Activities department put a Christmas tree in my room here, man.
Oh,
and there's a wreath up on the door and everything.
Well, they're hooking you up for Christmas, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
People are going to have to bring some presents over to put under that tree.
Right, yeah, right. I remember something my last wife used to say to me time and time again. I don't want any gift I can't eat or wear. If I can't wear it or eat it, I don't want it. That's what she used to tell me. And she wasn't fooling either.
Yeah, the ladies like that stuff they can wear.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if it's shiny and expensive.
Yep, right. Oh, they like furs, too. Fur coats and all that.
Yeah, fur coats kind of going out of style because of PETA putting pressure on everybody.
Well, I gave her a fur coat once, but I assured everybody, you know, that I didn't kill animals, you know, to kill those poor little animals. They all committed suicide. And I gave her a fur coat once, and she needed another fur coat, so she went out and got it herself.
You can give her a fur coat made out of a roadkill, man.
Yeah, right, yeah. Road, yeah.
I think that's the fur coat you'd give her now.
Yeah, right. Bill Bailey. By the way, I did watch the wedding of my daughter, Steve and Natalie. It's on the website. Just look up weddings. It's on Steve and Natalie. I think that's the only thing you have to look up. And you can watch it on TV.
I bet it was
nice. It was amazing, you know, just how nice it was, you know. I've seen some of the weddings out there, and she had on a white gown and everything. I've seen weddings out there before, and they never wore white gowns.
Bill Bailey.
Yeah.
Les Cook, Wacky Radio. How you doing, man?
Oh, pretty good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'd be better if I was a duck.
Yeah, right. I've been watching the news, man. I'm glad we don't have that ice here. Good grief, man. I've got a feeling it's going to reach down here before it's over.
So what else on your mind this morning, Bill?
Not too much, man. Thinking about Christmas for you.
What do you want for Christmas, Bill?
I don't even know if they're still available, but I was thinking about a Red Ryder BB gun.
Oh, you shoot your eye out.
Bill Bailey.
You know, have you heard about the dog being kidnapped?
No, I haven't heard that one.
Yeah. And the guy that is demanding that we pay a ransom for the dog. But now the SPCA is offering $5,000 for information on the missing dog's eDNA. They want to know who in the heck would kidnap the dog.
Where did they kidnap the dog from?
From the home, from his master's home.
Is it a rich guy?
No, it isn't.
Hmm.
Michael Vick ended up getting 23 months, man, for his dog-fighting career.
What do you think?
Well, you know, all he was guilty of was putting up the money for the dog fights. He did not conduct the dog fights. He just put up the money.
Yeah, but he had a hand in it, though, and he was...
Oh, yeah. Well, he put up the money. That means that he was responsible for it.
It was on his property, too.
Yep.
And he had a betting operation going
on
the side.
Right, yeah.
That didn't help
him.
Man,
that is absolutely stupid, you know. He realizes that, you know. He realizes how stupid he was, and I don't think he'll ever want to make a mistake like that again.
Yeah, hopefully this will humble him down a little bit because, I mean, the guy and still does have a great career, but it's going to be a couple years.
Oh, yeah, he'll be out in a couple of years, and then he'll be ready to get back into the ball game again.
Yep, that's right. They'll probably let him out early if he behaves himself.
Oh, yeah, right.
I believe he probably
good
will.
Good behavior. Well, he's been in there over a month now already.
Yep.
He reported to jail early.
That probably helped him because they couldn't give him 5 years.
Oh, I think he'll be out there early, probably maybe a little over a year.
That's what I'm thinking. That'd be fair enough.
Yeah, right.
Bill Bailey.
Johnny and his wife came by to see me Saturday.
Oh, did he behave himself?
Yeah, his wife is really a lovely girl. Trying to remember exactly when he came by here, but it was over the weekend.
He said
we
he was
had
gonna
an
stop
open
by.
House here this past week, and this place was just packed and jammed with people.
A lot of people come in and say, hey, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we talk to a lot of people.
Are they hearing you on the radio?
Oh, yeah, and they were talking to me. I say, hey, you didn't bring me a present or a cheeseburger, get out of here.
Bill Bailey.
Well, tell them what you want for Christmas.
Man, I don't care for anything.
Oh, come on, some paint brushes?
No, I'm happy just the way I am, you know.
You could use some paint brushes or oil paints or something.
I got so many brushes now, man. I wish I could come up with an idea for something to paint, you know. That's where I'm having trouble, you know.
Eddie Lee's over here, and he said he's got an idea for you on what to paint.
Okay, tell me, now, what is it?
the nurses.
Do what?
Body paint the nurses.
Oh, God. Look, I've already taken advantage of them. I don't think I could do that.
Bill Bailey.
By the way, you know, I got a note from that guy from New York.
Did you, Scott?
You know, that's I swear to God, I don't know. How does a reputation get passed from person to person all around the country? I don't understand that. And outside the country, too. But anyway, he was happy he got to meet me, and I was happy to get to meet him, you know. I had heard about him, but I never heard him run. I never heard him work.
He's good.
Yes, well, that's what my daughter told me. Shelley and her husband, Steve, go up to New York quite often. And while they're up there, they always tune in that station. And they enjoy listening to him. So I'm writing him a note telling him that, you know.
Bill
Dr. Imus is back on the air again.
Yeah, I hope he's a little more careful this time.
Oh, I think he will be. I think they've learned how to keep him strapped down to ABC. He's got two African-Americans working with him.
Ah, good idea.
Yeah, man. That'll handle him.
That was a good call.
Yeah, it was. Oh, I was going to tell you a story about in my little hometown. We'd always, sometimes in the afternoon, we just sit out on the front porch, you know, and watch people walk by. And Mom would come out there and join us. My brother and my mom and I, you know, just sit out there and watch people pass by. And, hello, hi, how are you? Good to see you, you know. There was this couple that always passed by, and my mom was always talking about, what a nice-looking couple. And I'm telling you, that woman was really beautiful. And quite often, the lady next door, Miss Lee, would come over. Mrs. Lee, and she talked about it. Said, what a beautiful couple they were. They lived in a house. We lived near to the river. And they lived in a houseboat on the river. And she was a beautiful woman. And he was a nice-looking guy, as far as I know. One Saturday, I was selling the grit newspaper. You know, they sold for five or 6 cents. I don't know when it was. But anyway, I went down to that houseboat that they were living in, went to the front door and knocked on the door, a screen door, and this woman came running to the door, and she's stark raving naked. And I said, oh, my Lord, what's going on here? And she said, well, what do you want, little boy? I was about 8 years old. I said, I'm selling the grit newspaper. Would you like to buy one? She bought a grit newspaper from me. I left there, and I went right straight home to Mom. Running in the house, Mama, Miss Muller is deformed. I didn't know. I had never seen a naked woman before. I figured she was deformed or something. Anyway, she explained to me that there's a difference between boys and girls.
Bill Bailey.
What's happening in your life?
Oh, just, you know, trying to get ready for Christmas, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, looks like we're going to get some snow over the weekend.
I wouldn't doubt it a bit, man. Do you remember that Christmas we had? I think it was that snowfall we had. I think it was 1977. Good grief, man. I'm telling you, that was a new experience for this part of the world. I thought I was going to beat everybody to the punch, you know, because I knew I couldn't get home. But I thought I'd go ahead and rent a room, you know. So I called a hotel and rented a room. And as soon as I got up there to the room, the man was already had two or three drunks laying on the bed, sleeping it off. And then there were guys sitting around playing cards, and they took advantage of the fact that I had a room, and I wasn't around to protect it. Well, that's all right, you know. I ended up sleeping in a snowbank.
But a lot of people like to have snow for the holidays, you know?
Oh, yeah, I know they do. I never minded it that much, you know, but I don't know why in the heck they want to have it.
Yeah, I guess it's a nostalgia thing, you know?
Yeah, right, yeah. Brings out the child in us.
Bill Bailey!
So what's going on with you today?
Nothing happening, man, nothing.
So do you ever figure out what you're going to paint next?
No, I haven't. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do with the one I've already started. I think I've lost my creative urge.
It's no fun when you lose an urge.
Yeah, that's the reason my wife kicked me out. You know, I lost the urge.
Bill Bailey.
Somebody was telling me that he was listening to Lucky this morning at about 8:30, and there was a story on there about that I was telling about me being bit by a snake. I don't remember that story.
No, it was bit by a dog.
Oh, bit by a dog.
Yeah, the dog had hydrophobia.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. Yeah, that's the true story. And I buried the dog, and I thought it was my pet dog, which we called Crisco. Crisco was a laundry powder that you used back in those days. And we named him Crisco because he was white. But he was a ratter. A rat didn't have a chance against that dog. So sometimes we take him down to the river just so he could kill a few rats. And we always took the gun along, too, to help him out.
There was a portrait in here of Johnny Randolph, and it disappeared. Someone brought it in. I don't know if it was the one that you painted or not, but Randolph didn't like it on the wall. I think he took it with him.
Oh, did he?
I think. I don't know. He said he didn't want to hang it around in here, and I wanted it. But he took off with it, I guess. I'm going to ask him about it when he gets in today.
I wish you would, because I did paint his picture, yeah.
Would you like to have that back if he's got it?
No, I don't want it. I want him to keep it, though.
Well, he was talking about throwing it in the dumpster. I went out and looked. It's not in the dumpster, so maybe he just took it home and hung it on his wall.
Well, maybe somebody else painted his portrait, too.
It was a good job. It was well done, whoever did it.
I did one picture. I don't know if that's the one I did or not. Everybody was trying to paint his picture.
Didn't you have to... Did you have a little trouble on one of those eyes?
No, he had a... I can't recall now what that condition was, but it was with the nose. And that's the reason why everybody was having a tough time doing this portrait. Well, you know, my uncle was a railroad man. My brother ended up being a railroad man.
Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, nothing. I worked on the railroad one summer.
What did you do?
I was re-roofing camp cars. You know, that's when they had the troops going around from... on the track, you know, making repairs. It's all done by a machine now, and not done as well either.
Yeah, they don't make them like they used to.
No, they don't.
Bill
Bailey. You know, I watched a couple of movies this week. One was Shrek 3. Have you ever seen that?
No, I haven't. I saw Shrek 1, the first one.
Yeah,
it was good.
I like that one now. I like number 1 better. Shrek 3 was all right, you know, but I think number 1 was the best one. I also watched... Pirates of the Caribbean. I watched that, too. This was a third one. It's good. I like that one.
Johnny Depp plays a pretty good character in that.
Oh, yeah. He's a heck of an actor.
Bill Bailey.
Now, didn't you come to Louisville to work at KLO first? Is that the story?
Well, they offered me a job. You know, I was working down in North Carolina in Winston-Salem. And they offered me a job here, and I took the job, and... Then I went up to Chicago for a while, came back, and they didn't want me again. And I never could figure out why. Somebody told me that they figured that I was going to be asking for too much money. They were cheap, man. I mean, cheap.
And it worked out for the best going over to Wacky, I would think.
Oh, yeah.
I think Randolph was glad to get you.
Oh, yeah. He came up to Chicago to get me.
Yeah. Now, didn't you work with Randolph at KLO early on?
Yeah, but just for a short while. He left shortly after I got there.
That was a good battle in radio in the day.
Yeah, it was. I never could understand why they couldn't beat me in the morning, you know, from a Wacky. They had some good people.
Yes, they did.
Very good people. They just weren't doing the right thing, I guess.
Bill Bailey.
So did you have some fun with the people on 4th Street with that big showcase studio?
Oh, yeah. Always had a great time with them. I like bringing them inside, man, so I could talk to them. But I didn't kid them about it. They'd come up to the window and look in. I said, don't come in here unless you wipe your feet off. We just had the carpet cleaned in here. Well, they didn't care. You know, they were just having fun.
It was a fun time.
Yeah, it was a fun time. The best time.
They had fun at those remotes, too, those appearances.
Oh, yeah. I wonder why we don't have those today, you know.
What's the most fun time you had at one of those remotes?
Oh, I can't really recall.
Didn't you go out and kiss the ladies one time?
Oh, yeah. We played a little smacky mouth. Yeah.
How many kisses did you give away?
Oh, God, man. Well, I still had my mouth, and I thought I was going to wear it out.
Ah, tough gig, but somebody had to do it.
Yeah, that's right.
Bill Bailey.
What's going on, Bill?
Hey, man. Just sitting around doing nothing.
Doing nothing. Did you have a good Christmas, though?
Oh, yeah. Had a great Christmas.
What'd you get, man?
I got a few things that I enjoy having, including a large picture of my entire family.
There you go.
Yeah, with Shelly, you know, who just got married in her evening gown. Nice. I also got a picture of my three granddaughters in the poses of the Three Stooges.
I bet that was cute.
Oh, they were great, man.
Did you get some cards and letters and stuff?
Oh, gee, are you? God, man, so many of them, I don't know what I'm going to do. I've got plenty of Christmas cards, you know. I'm just going, finding the time to go ahead and answer them all.
Well, that'll
give
you... I
probably have about 300 or 400 of them here.
Well, good for you. You get more fan mail than the whole station over here does.
Oh, come on, man.
Bill Bailey!
So what do you see in the news these days?
Oh, man. You know, I sent off a love note to Hugo Chavez of Venezuela.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to sign my ex-wife's name to it. Well, he's a number, isn't he?
Oh, my goodness. He's a nut, man.
I'm surprised at some of these comments, man, that are being made by people in Hollywood.
Well, they're
like,
nuts, too.
Will Smith, you know, making that comment about Hitler, saying he didn't think Hitler got out of bed every morning thinking he'd do something evil. What do you think he got out of bed thinking, anyway?
I don't know what that was all about, either.
And
I kind of like Will Smith.
Mel Gibson that made the comment that every war that's being fought is caused by the Jews.
Yeah, he made that. He was drunk, though, when he said it.
You're stupid, man. You're stupid.
Yeah, it was.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. What's wrong with those people in Hollywood, anyway?
I think they have too much time and too much money.
Yeah, well, maybe that's it. I think keeping up with a story about the Jews in Iran, there are something like 35 million of them in Iran.
Right.
And I think it was 65 of them escaped into Israel last night.
Yep.
Only 65.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've been, a few of them at a time have been getting away, and I hope they continue to get
yeah,
free.
Yeah, me too, man. God, me too.
Bill Bailey!
Understood you talked to Gary Burbank the other day.
Yeah, I got on the air with him. He was hanging it up, you know.
Yeah, I bet that was fun.
Yeah, I hated to hear that, you know. He's been a staple on the air for so long, you know. But he decided to hang it up. I think he's 67 now.
Oh, he's one of a kind, too.
Oh, yeah, he really is. Have you ever met him?
I have not met him, spoken to
but
him.
He is a heck of a nice guy, man. And he married the right woman, too. Carol is just a winner, man. They're beautiful people.
So I understand that Burbank's going to live in Louisville.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, he wants to build here in Louisville somewhere.
Oh, he's got the money, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, he'll continue to make money because he's got that franchise thing.
Earl Pitts.
Yeah, he said Earl Pitts was always patterned after me. And he insists that I pay him child support.